The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. It's Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340, 100.1 FM and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Director.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
They're talking about it hitting an all-time record of 90 degrees today.
Yeah. I think I heard this morning it's 93, but we're going to be maybe just under that. But it got hot the last 2 days for sure, but the humidity is down, so it's not like your typical.
It missed record the last 2 days.
But. Yeah. It's not like your typical. When people hear 90, it's like unbearable, but it is. That's hot in the sun for April. It's, I don't remember many 90-degree days in April.
No.
I know it's happened, but usually it's wet and cool. But when you wake up tomorrow morning, it'll be different. So it's only going to be 67 degrees, I think, tomorrow morning. So
that thing about South Carolina, you don't like the weather today, wait till tomorrow. Yeah.
It's an unusual front coming through. It has no moisture, so it's just change in temperature, which we need. I know Steve doesn't like this word that people throw around, but we're in severe need of water now.
We need some water. Yeah. Now, I'm not so sure I fall for the drought thing. But.
Well, when you used to hear the word drought, that means people probably aren't putting plants in, so that was kind of a bad word.
And last time we had drought, it cost us $500,000.
Yeah. So,
They did say there was a chance of rain tomorrow.
40% chance. It was 20, okay. Now it's 40. So.
Let's pray for it. We could use some. But then
I'm going to go wash my car.
There you go. Well, actually, a guy's coming to my house tomorrow to wash my truck, which hasn't been washed in like a year. So that if that don't make it rain,
that
nothing
usually
will.
Does it. But.
Yeah, well, I think we go all next week and no rain, but it's
Now it's 2 days of 20%.
Yeah, a good thing for right now, we're just started the Come See Me Festival in Rock Hill Thursday night with the parade. So that's great weather for Come See Me. I mean, we have had Come See Me where it rained a lot of times.
It rained all week.
Yeah, so
they had the bash last night.
Yeah, so. we're looking good at the weather for Come See Me events. There's all kind of events today. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I think I'm gonna go to Hops in the Park, and there's just stuff going on everywhere out at Winthrop Lake, and then there's all kind of stuff going on downtown. There's a race going on this morning. That's why some of us were late getting here today too. So
good morning, guys.
I wasn't going to say anything, but
better late than ever.
Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited is our guest today. She's come in a little bit late.
I did get caught in race traffic.
And
we just discussed that before we came on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ron and Steve actually knew about it, but as soon as I went down Oakland and saw the flashing lights, I'm like, oh, come on, man, you know better than this.
She saw it somewhere.
Yeah. We've got to find an alternate route.
Yeah.
Race and we checked the map of where
they were. The way things work, opening the disabled. I said, fine, we'll just go Constitution to Black Street, go to the bridge, and I had to worry. And it was sitting at the light this morning, I'm sure he wrote and said, you know, they're going to have stuff at Mount Park for.
Yep.
Gourmet gardens. We got it doing that when they got the farmer's market here now.
Farmer's market this morning and gourmet gardens later today, I guess. So.
They already got it set up.
Did they? Mm-hmm. They probably had to set it up.
They were selling stuff we came through, which.
But if I set a tent up and somebody came, I would probably go ahead and sell it to them.
Yeah, oh gosh, yes. You want something? Say, absolutely.
Can you please wait till 11 o'clock?
Well, a lot of the the first time they hit there when it was a parking lot, they wouldn't let them up by the 8 o'clock. The farmers, they won't be open at 6.
That's right, yeah.
So let's get back home and go to work.
Right.
Really.
a lot of dropped out. Darn it now.
Well, don't forget about the farmer's market. It is every Saturday morning and starts at least before 8 anyway and goes to almost lunchtime. And there's more than just vegetables and
all kinds of stuff.
So I went there like 2 weeks ago and it was awesome. Just a beautiful park and safe little place there. A beautiful fountain. They have AstroTurf grass down over there where the other tents are. And so it's all good. Very good. We got a lot of musical chairs going on, but it's okay. We got musical chairs and no music.
So Mr. Stone didn't give me
that's kind of a sick game to play. Well, anyway, we're glad Lauren made it here today. We were.
I know Bat left.
We like to have our host sponsors come on every now and then. So we'll be right back, and we'll talk about Wild Birds Unlimited.
No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardens Beach.
I feel like this song has something to do with our guest. I don't know. Free Bird.
Oh, Free Bird. And so many places I've got to be. Yeah. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Well, we don't usually introduce the guest till after our little first talk about weather. Two old men talking about weather.
Yeah,
so
I know,
fine.
But
anyway,
I thought I'd bring my spark a little early.
I'm glad you did.
You're late this year. You're usually on here before April.
This was when y'all got me on.
Yeah.
So
we didn't do squat.
Well, okay. Last weekend I was in Charleston for a college visit.
Yeah. I texted her a couple weeks ago, and she had to pick a date, so she did.
Yeah.
Y'all were old for a college visit.
I know, but I've got an 18-year-old in my life who's heading off to college in the fall. So
about that?
I forgot about that.
Where's she going?
College of Charleston.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's where every teenager in Rock Hill wants to go. Yeah. Charleston.
Yeah. a bunch of Morgan Clemson.
It's a gorgeous campus, and we had a great weekend. I've got cousins down there, so we went early and visited. And
it's all one of the original houses built in 1848 something was up for sale.
Oh, really?
And the meeting house on Meeting Street years ago, I was in the Nurses Association. We had meetings there.
Yeah.
And everything in it was irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Finally told them, I wasn't going to touch any of it. Stress was too much.
Probably made you sign something before you came in.
It's nice how they've incorporated the old houses into the campus, and each of the programs has their own building. So it's not even like shared office space. Each program has its own building, its own space, which it's great.
The meeting house actually at the catwalk where they could see boats coming in from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That's how old it was. And it was $5 or $6 million back in 2000.
That makes sense for a big port town, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on in the Wild Birds Unlimited.
Oh, my
world
goodness.
Right now, so.
So busy right now. Nesting season is upon us.
Yeah.
And so I've had my box of bluebirds, mm-hmm. and I think they fledged in the past couple days, or they'll fledge mm-hmm. today or tomorrow. We're right in that fledge window, so I'm not checking on them because I don't mm-hmm. want to disturb them. Make them jump before they're ready.
Please don't disturb bluebirds.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Nope. We've been tracking them since they were eggs so that we would know when they were fledging, so yeah. we would know when to leave them alone. Absolutely.
That's good. Well, it's been, we've talked about the weather here, you know, every week, but we're about 2 weeks ahead of temperatures. So does that okay. make birds come quicker, or is it always the same?
Not really, because they yeah. started nesting back mm-hmm. in February.
Okay.
You know, so it takes a few weeks. Mm-hmm. It's not like 1 week is going to
yeah.
make them develop faster or anything like that.
They're just more comfortable because the weather's warmer.
They're just more yeah. comfortable because the weather's warmer. You know, it's easier to fledge in the sunshine than it is mm-hmm. in the rain. They'll put off fledging if it's mm-hmm. if it's gross outside. I put off grocery shopping if it's gross outside.
Sure.
So I get it.
Just like us.
But we've got hummingbirds coming in. A lot of people have seen their first hummingbird.
Yeah, that's always a good question to ask. And Rhonda's got a question over
I've
there.
I've seen one.
Okay.
No, we haven't.
But
I guess
it's a scouter.
Yeah. Most of what we've had through so far are the migrants who are actually going to summer north of us. Mm-hmm. And they're just coming through. Our residents should be showing up. Mid-May is usually when people really start seeing an uptick. So if you've got your feeder out, right now is a great time to start getting your feeder out. If you're not seeing anybody yet, that's perfectly normal. They're not late. Mm-hmm. But about around Mother's Day, around mid-May, is when pretty much everyone has at least seen their first, and some people start having regulars. But even if you're not seeing a hummingbird, you still need to keep your nectar fresh. Remember mm-hmm. my 100-degree rule, 100 degrees outside for the high. You need to change that nectar every day. If your high is in the 90s, it needs to be changed every 2 days. High in the 80s, every 3 days. High in the 70s, every 4 days.
Mm. I need to change mine today.
Let's don't talk about 100 degrees.
Let's not talk about 100 degrees, but that's an easy point to work back
rule.
From. So that's, you know.
How about 90 days, 60 tomorrow?
Yeah.
90 today and 60 tomorrow? Is that what we're expecting?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Well, that'll extend it then. If it's been out for 2 days, it's time to clean it.
Yep. Today.
But starting tomorrow, you've got a little bit of time.
Ours needs to be cleaned then, because it's been more than 2 days for sure.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 weeks.
I don't remember that being last year.
We didn't have many at all at our house.
Yeah,
last
same
year.
Way. We didn't now, either, but you said something about that last year, didn't you? When they're a low viewing of them last
I think
year,
we
maybe.
Did have a lower count last
yeah,
year
for whatever
so
reason
but the migration maps are looking good, so we aren't expecting anything this year, but they're birds, they do what they want.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Well, previous years we've had big crowds.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really tell them hummingbirds that the weather affected them that much. Once it got warm and stayed warm, they were happy.
Right. Yeah. Having nice weather, of course, is going to increase nesting,
yeah.
and so then that increases what we see at the end of the season, but not necessarily at the beginning of the season.
Well, now that you finally put food in the feeders, you got a pretty good crop out there.
That'll help. Yep, having fresh food in your feeder will help.
I know it.
And where do we get this fresh food from?
Carolina Fresh Farms.
No, I don't sell any. not unless they're eating fertilizer or dog
sell
food or
bird
not.
Seed.
I used to, yeah.
He did when we opened.
I bowed out.
You bowed out
to somebody better.
Someone more focused.
Yeah.
Can't be everything for everyone. You got someone doing well down the road.
Yeah. I bowed out to somebody who likes to rotate her food and look at the dates, and I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, that's true. We do keep it fresh.
Yeah.
But bird food, come see us. Now, nectar for your hummingbirds can be plain white table sugar, so you can go to your pantry for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to do plain white table sugar. You don't want any special kind of sweetener. You don't want... I had someone coming in yesterday telling me she had put Kool-Aid in her
I was just going to say Kool-Aid.
No. No, you don't want anything artificial.
I know. Use it. I just said I knew that.
Nothing artificial. So nothing artificial. No artificial flavors. No artificial coloring. No red food dye. Think about the flowers in your garden. The flowers themselves are bright colors, but that's not what the birds are eating. The birds are eating the nectar in the flower, which Mother Nature has made clear.
Did you say they're colorblind anyway? Didn't you say that before?
No, birds aren't colorblind. Okay. No, in fact, many birds can see spectrums beyond what we can see. Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So, so bright colors on your feeders will bring the hummingbirds in, but your nectar should be clear. Plain white table sugar and water, one part sugar, four parts water, whether that's 1 gallon of sugar and 4 gallons of water if you're making a massive batch.
No, I'm not making a massive batch.
Or a quarter cup of sugar and a full cup of water.
Yes. Make some for Steve and the birds.
Right. So, and that can be made ahead and refrigerated. Yeah. Stay in the refrigerator for a couple of weeks.
Huh.
For those who have big incoming, you can go ahead and make a good bit.
Yeah, I guess your neighbors could have, hummingbird stuff. Maybe they have better, and then the birds go there instead of your house or something. But y'all don't have many people around where you live, though.
That's what I was going to say. What they?
That's Tommy's. Tommy's over here doing them.
Reba's got some, but that's
But Tommy's not feeding the hummingbirds. Tommy's not feeding the hummingbirds.
Tommy is.
Okay.
And then the renter, they have a couple hummingbird feeders, and then I have one. I only have one. I have it in the tree by the kitchen window in the Japanese maple. And I was standing there washing dishes the other day, and I hollered, found my first hummingbird.
There you go. Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't know that would excite you so much.
It's a seasonal excitement.
You don't have to leave,
sir.
You could say.
I got work to do.
I think it's a good symbolic sign when you see a hummingbird. The cold weather's done.
Cold weather's done.
Yeah,
summer's coming.
About hummingbirds, I was talking about him.
I know. I'm trying to go back to our subject.
The red birds and the robins and blue jays are all over the feeders.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody's looking for easy food right now because it is nesting season. Yeah. So anything you can do to make the load a little bit lighter for those birds, even if you're putting out seed, the babies aren't eating seed, but the parents are still eating seed so that then they can take the insects and any of the other baby foods.
We'll be right back to the garden speech. We'll talk more about birds.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
I Okay, we're back to the cartridge penis, and now we can talk more about birds on deck.
So, Lauren, tell us where your stores are, the hours, and all that fun stuff.
Okay, so the Rock Hill store is up on Celanese and India Hook in the same shopping center as Harris Teeter. They are open today from 9 to 5, and tomorrow from 10 to 4, and on the weekdays from 10 to 6. And Indian Land is same hours, except they open a little bit. No, they open at 9.
A little bit different.
It's so hard to. I should just have them streamlined.
And it's across from Sun City, if you
across
don't know
from
where it
Sun
is.
City over on 521.
Yeah. Harris Teeter.
It's in front of Petco. Yeah, it's across the street from Harris Teeter. Same shopping center as Petco and Home Goods and all those big boxes.
I haven't been up there in years.
I was over there yesterday.
You'd be amazed, Steve.
Last time I was there,
if you haven't been over there in years,
I went to Sun City and got lost.
Yes, that's easy to do. I don't enter that without my GPS going.
There's stuff from Ballantyne all the way to Lancaster now. Yep. I mean, it's like, yeah, when you last went over there, it was probably miles of nothing, but.
It was.
We'll have to take a Gardner's Bench field trip. Yeah. Go to Wild Birds Unlimited.
Huh.
The Indian Land location. And
come visit.
Hit up Culver's and.
Oh, yeah. Culver's is right there.
All the cool stuff we don't have here.
Huh. Yeah. There's the Lowe's food, the Whataburger. Yeah.
Whataburger. I've never had
Whataburger
one of them.
Right there.
There's a Whataburger somewhere over there.
There's a new one in Rock Hill, but I haven't been to it.
I haven't been to that.
They're getting a Whataburger here in Rock Hill.
It's over there on Dave Lyle. Yeah. I saw it the other day.
Is it open?
Across from the mall.
Coming soon.
Okay.
I saw they just sodded it, but they didn't use my sods. I'm a little upset.
That's mean.
I have to wait another month before I go.
I would be a little upset. I'd be a lot upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what these big out-of-town companies.
You don't have local. Yep.
Yeah, just an out-of-town company.
They don't know.
This sod comes from Orangeburg County, okay? It's local enough.
Yeah. Well, the grass is, but the company's not.
Yeah.
The company's in Orangeburg.
I know, but he's more local than Orangeburg.
It's just an add-on.
Well, Lauren,
Steve, you're something else.
Going on there.
I'm bite my tongue.
So Rhonda was asking about specials. We are currently running a hot food special. So all of our hot food. Hot suet, hot seed, hot cylinders.
All that stuff you buy.
All the hot stuff because
she's talking spicy hot, not
spicy
warm
hot.
Hot. Yeah.
No, this is super spicy hot to keep the mammals out because right now the squirrel babies are coming out. And so we want to teach them early that hot pepper means no, no, no. And so we've got the hot pepper on sale right now to try to get the squirrels not used to coming to people's feeders.
That really does work.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. And it's so this hot is already added to the food, so you don't have to interact with it. Remember, it is hotter than anything you'd buy in a grocery store. This is not like hot pepper flakes that you put on your pizza or anything like that. It is an irritant level. Mm-hmm. And
Have you tried it?
Not intentionally.
Yeah. I would be curious, and I do not do hot at all. It would destroy me. I would be coughing the rest of the day, probably.
I can't anymore. Yeah. So.
Well, this is irritant hot, but it does not affect the birds. They don't have the same pain receptors as we do. Someone told me that they don't have the salivary glands, which is true. They don't have salivary glands, but I hadn't thought about that being the interaction.
I heard no taste buds, but I mean, it must be something else.
I've read where it's good for their digestive system.
Oh, okay. Could be.
And with the chickens, too, because the chickens.
So they eat it then. But I thought the birds just ate around it.
No, it's coated. The seed is coated. They're eating all of it. But birds and hot pepper plants have a symbiotic relationship. They depend on each other. Mm-hmm. The birds eat the fruits off the plants and then go poop the seeds, and that's how the plants spread. So in nature, they're eating these hot peppers, and they're eating the hot pepper seed, and the squirrels and possum and raccoon aren't.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, Steve, I told you it's okay to say poop on here. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I wasn't raised that way.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, finally that we're back to the garden bench. Took a while.
Yeah, it did.
But it's a lovely day.
It is a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day, dear.
That's true.
It is. So Carolina Fresh is open. Let me put my little 2 cents in
here. You aren't there, so what's
open 8 to 2 so people can come. So Lauren's about to be open. She's not there.
We'll be open at 9.
So
yep.
She's going to be right here. So
she's not there every day. Y'all.
Come on out and see us today. We had our largest sales day ever yesterday. In the history of Rock Hill Store, $63,000.
You are kidding
me. Yeah, so
congratulations.
We were all happy and tired when we went home yesterday. So.
Yes.
Very good.
It's more attitude than it is a bunch of.
Come on out and help us get the rest of the week to a big level. So good. And go out and see Lauren's store.
We are not doing $63,000 a day, but we would love to see everybody come and visit.
That'd be a lot of stuff going out of there now.
That might clean me out.
She's got great people there to help you.
She does.
I do have amazing people there to help me.
I have amazing people, and she does too. That's great.
If I ever retire, I'm going to work there part time.
There you go.
That's a great idea. I'm sure Lauren would love that.
Yep. I was over in Indian Land training a new employee yesterday, and some people who are regulars but who don't know me, I was talking to them, and they're like, "So how long have you been here?" And I said, I said, I've been here a few years, and Christy, my assistant manager, piped up, "She's the owner." I was like, yes.
We know, and I think that's good. That means that you're doing the work and just, you do whatever. So that's what I do. So.
Then those people just fawned over my team, and I was like, I know, they're great.
That is good.
That's wonderful.
And everybody can't say that.
And it's great to hear it from the people who count.
It is.
Probably if you're there all the time like I was, you really won't talk to anybody else.
Yeah.
And so they'll plot your schedule to see when you're going to be there.
Oh, gosh.
That's true.
I
got
to make a pit stop by there on the way home and pick up my pet food.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. Don't forget about Come See Me. There's a litany of events.
Yes.
Going on from now till next Saturday night, the finale, fireworks down at Winthrop Lake. Jazz night is next Friday night. All kind of kids, everything you can think of for kids going on right now. So if you think there's nothing to do in Rock Hill, then it's your own fault. So look around.
Look up
comeseeme.com or comeseemerockhill.com and find something to do. Oh,
absolutely.
There should be a lot of it. During the week.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's still. Yep.
But some things they've dropped and others they've picked up, but I have all the time to keep it straight now.
Unfortunately, for me, it's always so busy this time of year, I don't get to do a lot of things. But I'm going to go out this afternoon and do a few things.
Good. Yep. Mm-hmm. Me too.
You need to go to work. It's like
I am. Till 2 o'clock, old man. Why don't you come by there and greet everybody?
There you go. Put you in a vest.
For a nominal fee. And we'll be right back to the garbage, bitch.
That's it.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.